Iowa high school teacher Matthew Cargill fired after posting one Nazi down in reaction to Charlie Kirk assassination. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 23, 2025. Matthew Cargill, a teacher at Oskaloosa High School in Oskaloosa, Iowa, has been fired after celebrating the horrific assassination of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk by posting one Nazi down on social media. The Oskaloosa School Board voted unanimously last week to terminate Cargill, who taught art at the high school, after he posted the hateful rhetoric to social media, according to a report by KCRG. "I'm not a person on social media. But many people are, and they were sharing screenshots, and our comms director, he was all over it, and we were seeing all the traffic and the things that were going on. So we knew we had to get involved," Oskaloosa School Superintendent Mike Fisher, who recommended Cargill's firing, said. On September 11, one day after Kirk's murder, Fisher told KCCI that Cargill's behavior on social media caused disruption at the school. "This has created a substantial material disruption to our learning environment the last 12 hours," Fisher said at the time. Cargill reacted by filing a lawsuit against Fisher and the Oskaloosa Community School District, claiming the teacher's Facebook post was merely rhetorical hyperbole, according to a report by ABC7 Eyewitness News. The lawsuit goes on to say that Cargill's menacing post was not made in the classroom or during work hours, and that the remark did not threaten anyone or incite imminent unlawful action and was not directed at anyone in the school community. However, Cargill's Facebook post was published after Kirk was assassinated, and while unhinged teachers across the United States reacted to the assassination with ghoulish glee. The Turning Point USA founder, who is now a martyr for free speech, was assassinated while holding a microphone as he tried to engage in an open and respectful dialogue with a student at Utah Valley University on September 10. The murder came after leftists spent years falsely labeling Kirk, like many in the conservative space, fascist and Nazi, just like Cargill did in his social media post, fueling anger among left-wing radicals. Cargill is among a slew of examples of other educators across the country who continued spreading violent and hateful rhetoric about Kirk, even after his assassination. "For millions of people around the world, this served as a major mask-off and watershed moment, in which the public has been able to see firsthand the shocking depravity and degradation of society." Ironically, the examples from teachers celebrating Kirk's murder have highlighted the very issue the Turning Point USA founder spent years exposing: the left-wing extremism that students are exposed to at all levels of the American education system. Parents, community members, and Americans across the U.S. have reacted to educators celebrating Kirk's assassination by contacting schools to demand they fire the teachers in question, arguing such employees have no business educating kids if they believe someone should be murdered for having a different opinion. Cargill's lawsuit also claims Fisher's recommendation to fire him being made public, and claims the superintendent's decision to terminate the teacher's employment was rooted in his personal beliefs, not in evidence of disruption. The school district, meanwhile, told KCCI that it had received more than 1,200 phone calls over Cargill's Facebook post. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.